Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the dedication of this church, and we celebrate it, and justly so, as a solemnity, not only as a feast, but as a solemnity, which reveals the importance of opening, dedicating, consecrating a new church. The reason why it's so important is evident after very little reflection. If we think 10 or so years ago, when there was nothing on this property except trees and rocks, God was not here. And now, with the church, newly consecrated church, God is here. It makes all the difference in the world. And now somebody wants to say, Father, but I thought God was everywhere, being pure spirit and immense. This is true. God is everywhere. But he's not everywhere sacramentally and substantially. It's only in the church, in the tabernacle, that we can say God is present sacramentally and substantially. And we have a place, a locus, a location that we can indicate and point to. Here, God is here. I think we're all familiar by now with the TomTom Navigator. And one of the options on the Navigator is that every time you approach a church, it makes the sound of a bell. And how appropriate that is to indicate here God is present, sacramentally and substantially. It's also a great reminder to make a spiritual communion every time we come near a church. And so we see what a great blessing it is to have a new church consecrated in one's hometown, in one's neighborhood, etc. I remember when we were first making the proposal to come here to Griswold, and it was discussed in the local government town hall. They said, well, they want to make a new friary on Colonel Brown Road. They said, a new friary? We don't need a new chicken restaurant, a chicken friary. So we cleared the air, and no, it's a Franciscan friary. Prayers, monks, habits, and of course, our Blessed Lord in the Most Holy Sacrament. So we also want to thank the local people, the town of Griswold, Jewett City, for having approved our coming here and building this beautiful church. But we also want to recognize the practical consequences in our daily life that should bring about the consecration of a new nearby church. That is, we have our Lord here in our midst. How often do we come to visit him? We're passing now the time of summer when everybody wants to go on vacation, justly so, to find a bit of rest, a bit of quiet. But that peace that we're seeking, why don't we seek it where we know for sure it can be found? Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ can confer that peace to our soul which the world cannot give. We're all seeking happiness, but are we seeking for it in the right place? Only God can confer that happiness to our soul that we desire, full and enduring. And how often is our Lord visited here in the Most Blessed Sacrament? We are particularly blessed to have the 24-hour adoration in this church. We have adorers who come and give their love and adoration to our Lord around the clock. But our schedule for Adores isn't full. We're still looking for Adores in certain hours, in particular, the hours of the night. And this reveals, maybe, a lack of faith in the blessing of the real presence of Jesus Christ here in the church, here in our midst. If we really believe that God, source of all peace and happiness, is here in our midst, shouldn't the church, day by day, be overflowing with people? So again, this day we simply want to thank the town for having welcomed us. We want to give thanks to our Lord for his presence among us. And we want to profit by his presence, to come here to offer our prayers and to ask for his blessings and graces for ourselves, our families, and the whole country. Praise be Jesus and Mary.